Patient name, Hunter is the first name, H-U-N-T-E-R, last name, Witton, W-H-I-T-T-O-N. Date of birth, 12/23/97, date of service, 9/22/23. This is a 26-year-old male patient here complaining of bilateral ear pain. Also, he complains that his hearing seems somewhat muffled. He is here for evaluation today. No other issues, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no chest pain, shortness of breath. Maintains his normal bathroom habit as usual. Period in a paragraph, blood pressure 152 over 82, pulse 94, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 97%, current weight 270, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history. He does smoke and he occasionally drinks. Period in a paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-grown, not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, bilateral tympanic membrane, erythema is present, oral pharyngeal area within normal limits, neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Period to paragraph, assessment and plan, bilateral otitis media, patient will receive Rocephin 1 gram as an injection to be followed by amoxicillin 875 BID 10 days, number 20. Period to paragraph, he is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor his symptoms, and return to clinic if needed. Period to paragraph, we did have a discussion on his hypertension. He tells me that he's had high blood pressure for some time now. However, he is not taking any medication. He says he will return to either here or his primary care physician. He does not want to pursue this at this time. I've told him to monitor his blood pressure by buying a blood pressure cuff at his convenience, and I've had a lengthy discussion with him on the importance of this. He will consider returning here for follow-up.